U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Washington is ready to send more support to its NATO partners in Central and Eastern Europe in the wake of the recent developments in Ukraine.
Today, NATO allies tasked the Supreme Allied Commander to provide visible reassurance with respect to our Central and Eastern European allies, assurance that Article 5 of NATO's treaty means what it says on land, air, and sea. The United States has already begun to contribute to this mission because, as President Obama reaffirmed to Secretary General Rasmussen last week, and I reiterated to my colleagues here today, the United States' commitment to Article 5 obligations is unwavering. Now, in recent weeks, the United States has augmented NATO's Baltic Air Policing Mission with 6 additional F-16s. We've deployed 12 F-16s to Poland. We've kept the USS Trixton in the Black Sea, and more U.S. support is on the way.
The Article 5 of the NATO treaty suggests that an attack on one member is considered as an act of aggression against the entire alliance. Kerry also said the U.S. and the 28-member alliance deem as illegal what he described as Russia's efforts to annex Crimea. He also said the U.S. and NATO jointly condemned Russia's deployment of its troops near Ukraine's borders as, quote, tactics of intimidation. However, he welcomed Kremlin's recent decision to pull back a battalion away from the frontier. The U.S. Secretary of State made the comments after a meeting with NATO foreign ministers in Brussels.